Oh, yeah. Willard became Bozo the Clown, and so we couldn't do the show together in the afternoon, so they moved us to 7 o'clock at night. At that time, the Armed Forces Radio called us and said, would you make an extra copy of your shows and send it to us, and we'll play it for the servicemen overseas and cut out the commercials, which was part of our act.
That wasn't very tough to do on our show.
We didn't have commercials. Right.
So, the sales department cut most of them out.
So we kept the Vietnam War going a lot longer than needed to be.
Yeah, we made them fighting mad over there. Oh, if it hadn't been for us, the Kong had left years.
That's right, that's right.
We have a couple of distinguished gentlemen from the Armed Forces Radio Service here, Willard. You know, we've told them the show is heard overseas and everything, and they came down to see us.
We just didn't believe it was possible. We had to see it with our own ears.
Never seen anything quite like it in my life before.
It's ridiculous.
Send this show to Saigon.
They didn't like the show, so they left, evidently.
And a lot of the Joy Boys material that exists today is off of those AFRS transcriptions.
That was probably the hottest thing ever happened to us, really.
Yeah.
Because we got worldwide coverage, so to speak.
But no money.
Oh, no. We never made any money, but that's it. Artists don't make money till they're dead. You don't look too hot now, to know the truth. I think you're in for some big money.